This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another In Focus. I'm Brian Perkin on this Monday. Today, we're going to be speaking about a very special event, especially for the young folks in our region, about the MyView Youth Film Festival. And this is a community youth engagement initiative, and this is for young people 10 to 24 throughout Eastern Ontario. And to tell us a little bit more about this great initiative, we have on the line with us this afternoon the health promoter for Lanark, Leeds, Grenville, and area. And this is Rebecca Shams with us. And Rebecca, welcome back to Lake 88. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Brian. Nice to be here.
Rebecca, first of all, this isn't the first time that this film festival has taken place. It was running before, I understand.
Yes, this is our 8th annual film festival, and we've actually been around for 10 plus years, but we had to take a couple years off during COVID. So this is our eighth festival that we're holding in full.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the past number of events. You've had a lot of winners, a lot of folks doing entries over the years, and I would imagine you're seeing everything, right?
Well, we don't want to say everything yet because we want more to see still. But yes, we have seen a lot. And over the years, we've expanded. We've expanded our age group that we can accept films from. And we've expanded our geographic area. So now it's a good chunk of Eastern Ontario. It's not only Leeds, Grenville, Lanark counties, but it also includes Eastern Ontario Health Unit counties. So Glengarry, Dundas, it includes Renfrew and Ottawa.
Right, of course.
So we've got a big chunk of geography now, and anyone from the ages of 10 to 24 is welcome to submit a film.
Right, okay. Now, and this, of course, works in with your particular job with the health unit for Lanark, Leeds, Grenville then. Yeah.
Yes. We're just one partner. There's lots of corporate sponsors as well, and youth centers that are part of our partnerships. And yeah, so it's about hearing what young people have to say. A lot of my job, in addition to substance prevention with the health unit, is around youth engagement. And so getting young people involved in their communities and hearing what young people have to say is a really important part of my job as well.
Yeah. Okay. So with this, it certainly does give a great opportunity, a great canvas for some young people to do this. And the thing about young people, and this is aged 10 to 24, it's quite a wide net. But for young people, unlike days of old, when you had to have a projector and a camera and all the rest of it, just about everybody's got a phone these days. So there's your mechanism for making a great film, really.
Absolutely. It's at their fingertips. It's so accessible now, and there's free editing software easily available. But we don't even require that. You know, this is really about what young people's voices have to say and their opinions. So we put a lot of weight in the judging on the message and the entertainment value, the content of the film. And there's only a small amount of weight put on any production value or technical elements. So we have had winners in the past with like a one-shot film, no editing involved.
Okay.
So really, yeah, we'll take anything they have to say.
Yeah, okay. So a one-take wonder sometimes can do the trick as well. So then give us an idea then, what different folks have zeroed in on before, Rebecca, and, when you kind of say you can do just about anything, what have you seen then in the past? What have been some very successful entries?
So you're right. We've seen a lot of different genres and a lot of different topic areas. And the fun thing about this is it's really encouraging young people to be kind of a little more critical in their intake of media and maybe encourage them to be creators of media instead of just consumers of media. So in the past, they've highlighted like really serious topics like substance use, mental health, bullying, the cost of post-secondary education. Sometimes they go for the lighter things. We had a great winner one year about appreciating all the little things in life, finding good parking spots or rainbows. We've had a few submissions about life over COVID, how it changed things and changed their perspective. And lots of different genres too. So we've had documentary style. We've had like little mini dramas be filmed with like actors playing different roles. We've had stop motion. One time it was a can of soup on its way to the food bank, and it rode a skateboard and it crossed a stream, and there was no dialogue at all in that one. It was just a stop motion of this can of soup on its way to the food bank. We've had animated films be submitted. We've had those whiteboard animation ones. So yeah, it's so exciting to see what gets submitted each year.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice that it's that wide in scope, that you don't necessarily have to be doing a very serious message or whatever. You can do messages, but it's wide open. So with this, you've got then various folks who will be doing the judging. What's the timelines here for entries for this, Rebecca?
So the deadline for submission is May 1st. So there's still a few months left, and there's no limit on how many films you can submit. So if you've got a few ideas, start making them now. You've got several months. You can make more than one. You can submit one by yourself. You can get a group of people together and do a group project. We've had groups win before. So yeah, so May 1st is the deadline. And then sometime in early June, we will have an awards ceremony where all the nominated films will be shown on a big screen, and we have a red carpet media event and have a lot of fun in June.
Okay, so that's kind of nice, getting everybody together as well. And are they shown, the actual admissions shown during that ceremony, I guess?
Yes, so the nominated ones will be. So we have a nominations committee that will nominate up to 3 films in each age category, as well as prize category. And then anything that's nominated gets shown on the big screen, and the winners are announced then, and we have some really amazing prizes.
Okay, so I guess cash is involved as well, and that's always an amazing prize. Just let us know what kind of things are on offer as far as prizes, Rebecca.
So yeah, lots of cash. Young people like cash. Who doesn't? So we've got the grand prize is for the best film overall, and that's jointly sponsored by McGahee Insurance in Kempville and Grenville Mutual Insurance, and that's $1,000 cash. And we have another new prize category this year, and this one is for the best I Love My Community film. So it's a chance for young people to do a little bit of, showing off about how awesome their community is, maybe something that's particularly great, either just for them or for young people in general. And that one is sponsored by Exit Realty of Eastern Ontario, and that's $750 cash.
Nice. Okay.
And then we have age category prizes as well, and the age categories are broken down by age 10 to 13, 14 to 17, and then 18 to 24, so kind of our young adults in that last category.
Yeah. So it's really a wide area that people can actually take advantage of this, as far as age categories, et cetera. And then going through all of these particular submissions, you've got a lot of time on your hand, because how many have you been getting over the last number of years? How many submissions overall?
So it really varies. It often varies depending on whether or not kind of schools kind of pick it up and use it as projects, because sometimes they'll use this festival as filmmaking projects for different classes. So we usually get around 20 films submitted, but every year we just broaden our horizons a little bit. So I would love to have 50 submitted. It would take a lot of time to watch them, but I would look forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the fact that you can do more than one. I mean, if you do one and learn something from it, you can say, well, we'll put that in, and from what we have now gleaned from the first experiment, let's do another one, whatever. So it's, as you said, there's no limit on the number that you can put in.
No, we just want to see them.
Yeah. Now, how does this tie into to your overall job with the Leonard Leeds Grenville Health Unit? You're kind of saying, you're dealing with addictions, you're dealing with a number of, young people issues, et cetera. This is, I guess, a bit of a forum for folks to have a discussion about that.
Absolutely. So I'd work more in prevention at the health unit. And so the health unit really believes in strong upstream prevention. And so it's not waiting for young people to have a problem with substances before you step in. It's really making sure that young people are engaged in their community. They have something to do. They're getting answers to the questions they have. And it's really, really making sure that they're involved members of the community. And so this is a great way to make young people, ensure that they're valued members of the community and can participate in society. And I think that's just a great way to to improve their health overall and improve their involvement and get them excited about where they live.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of folks, of course, once they start something like this, it becomes, well, a great project to, you know, to put your time in, especially in a long, you know, long winter in eastern Ontario sometimes. It is underway right now, and you said it's May 1st, the deadline, so people still have lots of time to be able to get in on this. It's the MyView Youth Film Festival we're talking about for those aged 10 to 24 throughout eastern Ontario. Now, I know that you've got a lot of different help as far as the rules, the regulations, what kind of format you're looking for the films to be submitted in, and that's online, I guess, Rebecca.
Yes, all the details, all the rules for submission are available on our website at myviewfilmfest.ca, and you can follow us on Facebook with that same name, MyView Film Fest. And yeah, so there's not a ton of rules, but we do have a 5-minute maximum. So these are short films. So anything 5 minutes or less is acceptable. And you also need to have permission for any copywritten music that you use. Mm-hmm. So there's a few choices for that. We've had several people actually write their own music for their film. Mm. You can access royalty-free music. There's lots of databases for those online. Or you can get permission from the artist, and we've had that happen too. Written permission from the artist is acceptable. And then our other rule is no tobacco or drug use unless it's directly related to the film's message and it accurately portrays the consequences of use.
Yeah, yeah. So some rules around it that make total sense. You know, we got royalties we have to deal with in this video and, you know, music age. Rebecca, just in finishing, you've talked to some of the people who have, made submissions, et cetera, for the MyView Youth Film Festival. What did they take away from it? I mean, the fact that other people get to, kind of show off their stuff. But I would imagine whether they've won or not, it's a pretty rewarding experience for a lot of these folks.
It is. It can be so impactful to see your film on the big screen. Like, I don't know how often that will happen in people's lives if they don't end up in that kind of career. So we have had past winners go on to film careers, go on to post-secondary education in the film industry. And then we've also had people just really get into community engagement and community involvement. And that's the beauty of my role in this, is that if a young person is presenting a solution to a problem they see, maybe we can work with that. And even after the festival is over, connect them with some decision makers in their community where they can really have a say in whatever issue it was that they thought that was important to speak of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing sometimes just a little film festival or a little, project type of thing turns into something much larger sometimes if they've got the chance to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Giving them that opportunity to be heard sometimes can lead to great things.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, Rebecca, thank you so much for letting us know about that. We'll continue to promote this as well up until May the 1st. You've got time. So that's, again, the MyView Youth Film Festival. And the website, as Rebecca has been mentioning here, myviewfilmfest.ca, or on Facebook as well. So get those entries in and find out all the information you need online. Rebecca, thanks so much for talking to us today about this, and best of luck with the entries. Hopefully we get a good number of those in by May the 1st. But thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. That's Rebecca Shams with us, and she's, of course, a health promoter with the Lanark Leeds Grenville Health Unit. That does our In Focus for today. Thanks for listening. Have a great afternoon.